Stop using the law of attraction to get your ex back. It's delusional. By Max Jenker. The law of attraction, you know the whole, if you visualize it hard enough, manifest it, and put it out into the universe, your ex will come running back bullshit. I see this crap everywhere these days. People sitting in their rooms, making vision boards with their ex's pictures, writing affirmations like my ex misses me 69 times a day, and meditating on raising their vibrations to match their ex's frequency or whatever the fuck that means. Here's the reality check. Your ex didn't leave you because your vibrations weren't aligned. They left because something wasn't working, and no amount of manifesting is going to change that. Now, before you close this article thinking I'm just another skeptic, let me surprise you, I actually do believe in the law of attraction, just not in the woo-woo, supernatural, crystal healing way that's being sold to you by desperate self-help gurus trying to make a quick buck. The real psychology behind the law of attraction. The law of attraction has been around in self-help for over 100 years, and there's actually some legitimate psychology behind it, but it's not what you think. Let me break down what's really happening when people think they're manifesting their ex back. Number one, confirmation bias. So when you believe something strongly enough, your brain starts filtering reality to only show you evidence that supports your belief. So when you're obsessing over getting your ex back, suddenly every little thing becomes a sign. They viewed your Instagram story, must be a sign. They didn't block you yet, definitely a sign. Their friend's cousin's dog walker smiled at you, oh my god, the universe is speaking. No, Karen, it's not the universe, it's your desperate brain cherry-picking information. Number two, opportunity blindness. Meaning, we can only see possibilities that we're actively focusing on. That said, life is infinitely more complex than our tiny brains can comprehend. There are literally millions of possibilities and potential partners out there that you are completely blind to because you're so fixated on your ex. Let me give you a personal example. When I quit my job to start an internet business, I thought it was all or nothing with that specific business idea. But not only has my business completely evolved into something I never could have imagined, I've encountered dozens of amazing opportunities that had nothing to do with my original plan along the way. The same applies to relationships. While you're sitting there trying to manifest your ex back, you're probably missing out on countless opportunities to meet someone who's actually compatible with you and, you know, who actually wants to be with you. Number three, the hindsight effect. As Steve Jobs said, you can only connect the dots looking backwards. So when people do get back with their ex, which is rare by the way, only about 32% of exes get back together, they often attribute it to their manifestation practices. See, the law of attraction works. But what actually happened? They probably just worked on themselves, became more attractive as a person, and their ex noticed. Or enough time has passed that both people changed and decided to try again. Or it was just plain old timing and circumstance. Why the law of attraction is keeping you stuck? Here's the really fucked up part about using the law of attraction to get your ex back. It keeps you stuck in fantasy land. Instead of doing actual work required to either move on or become someone worth coming back to, you're sitting there raising your vibrations and writing affirmations. This mindset is particularly dangerous because it gives you a false sense of control over an uncontrollable situation. It prevents you from processing your grief and emotions properly. It keeps you anchored to an idolized version of your relationship that probably never existed. It stops you from seeing and accepting reality as it is. It wastes precious time you could spend actually improving yourself. What actually works instead? Here's what you should focus on instead of the law of attraction. Working on your emotional stability. This means learning to manage your emotions without letting them control you, at least too much. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms, perhaps through therapy, meditation, or journaling, whatever helps you process your feelings constructively rather than suppressing them. Number 2, building genuine confidence. Not the fake kind where you pretend to be confident, but real self-assurance that comes from knowing your worth and consistently investing in yourself. This means developing your skills, pursuing your interests, and creating a life you're genuinely proud of. Number 3, developing strong boundaries. Learn to say no, stand up for yourself, stop compromising your values just to please others. Strong boundaries aren't just about protecting yourself, they're about respecting yourself enough to know what you will and won't accept in relationships. 4. Creating a life that doesn't revolve around your ex. Build a fulfilling life independent of any relationship. So invest in your friendships, career, hobbies, and personal growth. The irony is, the more you focus on creating a great life for yourself, the more attractive you become to others, including potentially your ex. And number 5, accepting what you can't control. This is perhaps the most important step. You can't control your ex's feelings, decisions, or actions. The only thing you can control is yourself, your reactions, your choices, and your growth. Once you truly accept this, you'll stop wasting energy on magical thinking and start focusing on what actually matters. The bottom line. There's no shortcut or magical solution to getting back with an ex. The only path forward is through doing the actual work of becoming a better, more emotionally stable person, whether your ex comes back or not. Sure, this isn't as sexy as writing affirmations or making vision boards, but it's what actually works. And unlike manifestation, these changes will improve your life regardless of what happens with your ex.